Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you have to leave the country, if you have to leave the state, whatever you have to do, you find where you fit. Amen. Amen. And find where you can hook up. And find where you can put God first in all your life, including your money, and where you can tithe and support and give like you're supposed to. I'm not going to tell you where that is, but you find out where that is and don't stop till you do. You won't reach your full potential unless and until you do. But Abel is in this chapter because of his giving, because of his faith to give. Enoch had faith to fellowship with God. Abraham had faith to step out and obey God. Sarah had faith to receive from God. Noah had faith to prepare and get ready. The list goes on. Faith is developed in different areas, and some people are stronger in one area of faith than another person is. But Abel is in here because of giving faith. Right? Giving faith. And, you know, that's where, you know, people sometimes are working on folks and trying to condemn them and say, well, you know, go to Malachi sometimes and read it and say, will a man rob God? You bunch of God robbers, you're robbing from God. And you're cursed with a curse. And boy, your transmission is going to break and your dog's going to die because you're cursed. And you know, you do, people, you know, some preachers, bless their hearts, that's their main way of motivation, and try to get people to feel bad and condemn, like, well, you got all this money and you're not giving, you ought to be giving. You saw a rascal, you give. You're supposed to be giving. If you don't give, something's liable to happen to you. If you don't give, you're liable to lose it. Well, and you got people that'll wind up giving out of condemnation. You got people that wind up giving like paying off the mafia. You know what I mean by that? You know, protection money. In some rough parts of town, these, you know, three big guys walk in with a baseball bat and they say, we're selling insurance today. And they go, insurance? I don't need any insurance. Yeah, you do. You need to buy it from us. Because, you know, stuff happens. You need protection. You could come back and your store could be totally destroyed. Or somebody could break in your house and beat you with a ball bat or something. And so people, you know, out of fear, out of intimidation, they pay them money every week, part of what they make, to keep them off of them. And you know, some people pay tithes like that. Not because they love God, not out of faith, but they go, oh, you better write God his tithe check, keep him happy. You know, because, you know, ooh, bad stuff will happen to you. That's, the Lord doesn't want that. He wants you to give because you love him. Give because you know he's your source. Give because you know you wouldn't have anything if he hadn't given it to you. Give because you want to honor him, and give in faith. That's what pleases him about the offering. Amen. That's why I take all these time and talk before the offering. It's not, I'm not trying to get more money out of you. I'm trying to get more faith out of you. Amen. I don't care if you're giving a dollar or a dime or a hundred or a thousand or a million. Still, it's the faith that's going to please God in the giving. Can you say amen? Abel is held up to us as an example for all generations that God was pleased with him. And even to this day, God himself testifies about Abel's gifts. Now, is that big stuff or what? Let's go back to Genesis and remind ourselves of how this happened. By faith, Abel offered a more excellent, everybody say excellent, and more excellent. Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than his brother Cain, and God even testified of the gifts. I tell you, just hold your place in Genesis 4 And go to Acts, the 10th chapter, please. Let me remind you of something. Acts is in the New Testament, right? Hebrews is in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, and Luke's in the New Testament, right? Jesus, as is recorded in the four gospel accounts, watched the offerings. You remember? Talked about Jesus stood there by the plate and watched what people put in. Watched how much they put in. Now, I hadn't started that yet. But I got a good example. You know, Jesus did it. Jesus stood and watched what people put in the plate, and the rich people put stuff in. And you remember that widow came along and put those two mites in, which is like a penny or less. And he, you know, took the time to start speaking and teaching his disciples and everybody else that was listening when he saw that hit the plate. And he said, this woman has given more than everybody else. Why? Well, she gave everything she had. And it was her heart. Right? You believe she was given in faith? Oh, yeah. And it impressed him. And it pleased. Now, he's not asking everybody to give everything they have every day, but the heart. You need to be willing, right? If the Lord tells you, go do this, then you go do it. Go take care of this, go pay this off, then you do it. Right? Somebody said, well, he never tells me that. Well, there's a reason why. A lot of times the Lord is merciful and doesn't ask people to do things because he knows they wouldn't do it. And then they'd just be responsible. Did you hear me? And people don't because they're scared. They're scared. I worked hard for that money. Now, I'm not just talking about giving in a church setting. I'm not just talking about giving in an offering. I'm talking about the Lord dealing with you to go over to a fellow church member. Amen. And do something for them. Help catch them up. Because people are believing God. Right? I said, people are believing God, and He's going to use people like you. And a lot of times He winds up using the same people over and over again because they'll listen and obey, and a lot of other people won't. I'm convinced many times the Lord goes through several people dealing with them to do something until He gets somebody that'll obey Him, and sometimes winds up going back to the same people He just got through using because they will obey. I know this happens. I've seen it happen that way. And the problem is he wanted that person to get the blessing, and he knows what's coming up in their future, and he wanted to set them up, but unless they'll obey. But it gets down to the point where this other person's believing him, and he can't let it go any longer, and he has to get it to them. So he has to go use somebody else. I've seen that many times. Everybody said out loud, Lord, you can count on me. Everything I have is available to you at your disposal. I will do with it what you direct me to do. And I'm not afraid to obey you because I know you can get it back to me and much more than that. Amen. Well, see, that takes faith though, doesn't it? I know some years ago, a pastor friend of mine on the other side of the country called, and Phyllis and I were actually trying to take a day or two of vacation, which was rare. And this brother called, and he wasn't asking me for anything, but he was needing some money for a certain thing. He was needing it a couple of weeks ago. And he said, I knew that you'd believe with me. And he wasn't asking me for a thing. He said, I want you to believe with me. Would you stand with me on this? I'm up against this thing. I said, yeah. So I prayed with him, and while I'm praying, I'm checking my heart. Lord, do you want me to do something about this? And anytime you find out about something, you are aware of a need or a situation, check your heart. Someone said, well, the reason I found out about it, that means I'm supposed to do something. No. It means you should check your heart. Right? Yes. To see. Because there are times, yeah, that's why the Lord lets you find out about it. But a need is not a leading. Somebody needing something is not a leading for you to do something about it. A desperate situation is not a leading. A deadline is not a leading. You need to be led not by needs. You need to be led by the Holy Spirit on the inside. Check inside. So while we're praying with Him, I check my heart. Lord, do You want me to do something about this? And very distinctly, I don't mean I heard a voice, but inside me, I knew the Lord was saying to me, no, I've already dealt with somebody else about this. And I'm dealing with them right now. I thought, praise God, all right, I'm expecting with You. Lord, deal with them. Well, it wasn't but just a day or two passed. I got up that morning, and Phyllis and I were actually still, you know, trying to have some vacation. And the Lord dealt with me, wire Him the money this morning. I thought, huh? It was pretty substantial. It was most of what I had in the account. Pretty much cleaned me out. I said, Lord, I thought You said You're dealing with somebody else. I mean, did I misunderstand You on that? And I don't mean I'm hearing voices now, but the Scripture said He bears witness with our spirit. And if you'll spend some time praying and get quiet, you'll know things inside. He'll commune with you. Amen. Not talking about feeling things, not talking about hearing voices. But the Lord let me know. He said, yes, I have been dealing with this person for weeks. And it's gotten to the point where I can't wait on them any longer. Will you do this? Will you obey me and I'll bless you? I said, yes, sir. And I wired it to them. We had it in their account that morning. And I tell you what, I didn't have much money in the bank that day. And actually, it was some money that I was believing to put aside to do a certain project. And now I got to start over. And I didn't have much money in the bank, but I felt good. You know why? You know why I felt so good? Because I felt like God had told me He could count on me. If He needed something, He could tap me on the shoulder and I'd obey Him. Amen. Amen. Don't you want to be God's man, God's woman, that He can count on you? Amen. Whichever direction it is. Now in Acts 10. This is the story of a man named Cornelius, centurion of the band called the Italian Man. He's a soldier. These guys were rough guys. You didn't get to be a centurion by being a wimp. He's a fighter. He's a man's man. I mean, he's rough. You don't want to face him in battle. He'll cut you nine ways from Sunday. I mean, he'll walk over you on the way to hurt somebody else. But he's a believer. Can you be a believer and be a good soldier? Yes, you can. I said, yes, you can.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 4th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.